something that's really striking in the book, when your dad found out that he had lung cancer, he decided that your family would go to the Cheesecake Factory to celebrate life. Was that the reaction that you expected from him?
No, it wasn't. I should have, but it wasn't. I was coming home from college, and my dad called me and said that the doctor called him and told him, and that whenever I got to the house, he was going to sit the family down and tell everyone. And so when I got there, I'd already kind of known, and he shared the news with the whole family, and everybody was crying, and he said, okay, well, tonight we're going to go out to Cheesecake Factory. And I think we all just kind of looked at each other like, what? You know, just like a last wish kind of thing. Like, I want to go eat Cheesecake Factory. But it wasn't. It was him saying, look, we're not going to let this get us down. We're not going to let it knock us to our knees. We're going to fight, and we're going to celebrate life, and we're going to go for it. And the next morning, this is, I think, even funnier. The next morning, I woke up. And it was a Saturday morning, and it was summer, and walked out to the kitchen nook area, and I look outside, and my dad is in the pool on the inflatable, you know, with a drink in his hand, his cell phone in his other hand, talking to people, laughing, just enjoying the day. Mm. And I'm thinking, you just got diagnosed with cancer, and here you are just completely trusting God. And it was just an incredible thing to see how he handled that entire situation.
What was the timeline like between when he discovered that he had the cancer and how long the rest of his life was? And inside of that, Michael, I mean, I'm sure it's a big question, but how much did you learn about the way to truly live from watching the way that your dad approached the end of his life?
Yeah, well, whenever he first got the diagnosis, they told him 8 months, and that was extended to almost 5 years.
Wow.
And so he was given about 4 years of borrowed time, as they say, and he used that time to do so much. It was incredible. It almost felt like he was just going 200 miles per hour the whole time during those four and a half, 5 years. And, you know, he had to go to treatments in Germany, down in Houston, out in California. And what was amazing was everywhere that he went, he used it as an opportunity to do ministry. Hmm. And whether it was going to Watts in Los Angeles, California, or starting Chemo Church down in Houston, he would take these trips of medical treatment and turn them into opportunities to say, hey, I'm going through a hard time, but I still trust that God loves me, and I want to share God's love with others.